Getting started this hour, though, by talking about entrepreneurship opportunities, specifically on campus, Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, sponsoring a series of conversations about new opportunities for businesses here in the Town of Chapel Hill, and so many of them come out of UNC. A lot of people know about the Launch Incubator also in downtown Chapel Hill, but a couple of other incubators and venture labs, and one of the best ones is the 1789 Venture Lab, connected with UNC, and we're joined now by Chris Hergert from 1789. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron. How are you doing?
Doing all right. So tell us about 1789, the Venture Lab. What is it and what is the niche that it occupies?
Certainly, yeah. You know, one of the benefits of 1789 is certainly its proximity both to campus and to downtown. Mm-hmm. It sits right above Four Corners in Yale Waffle Shop. It's available basically to any student, current student, as well as recent alumni. We do try to keep a sort of a cap, if you will, on sort of a recent alumni is somewhat generous in the sense that we definitely want more students and alumni, you know, in the space to occupy it. But the benefit really is it's a free form sort of community defined space. We have a lot of student startup teams. We have basically two tracks, what we refer to the 1789 tracks. One is a venture track, which is a little more rigorous, more intense. We have programmatic features associated with that track to help ventures and teams accelerate. And then we have a member track, which is a little more of sort of like testing the waters, sort of just really getting a sense of, you know, is there an idea that's worth sort of pursuing? Is there scaling opportunities associated with it? If you can combine those two tracks, we have on average about 80 to 85 teams.
Wow.
So we're talking, you know, easily to over 200 students.
That's awesome. And I mean, students is really the focus here.
That's right.
So few, I think, universities, and UNC, I know, is sort of on the cutting edge of really promoting entrepreneurship opportunities for, and we're not even just talking grad students, undergrads.
Exactly right.
To start their own businesses, take their ideas and make them work in practice.
Yeah, no, the funny thing is, you know, the beauty of innovation is it sort of never takes a day off.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. It's sort of, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, rewind years ago, entrepreneurship just meant starting a company and that was it. But if you don't innovate, you're out of business. And so what we've really sort of, and I work for the business school and basically cover early venturing for all of our undergrad and MBA students at Kenan Flagler. But really, obviously, working as well with my colleagues on main UNC campus at the Entrepreneurship Minor, as well as the BEAM, which is BEAM Maker Community, which is our making and prototyping community space, as well as the Campus Y, which is a lot of social ventures.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really combine all those resources, we have just a massive amount of students sort of wherever they are on their career journey in terms of their major year in school that look to try to plug and play into both the curriculum aspects, which we sort of refer to as the learn components, as well as the co-curricular pieces, which is basically applying that curriculum, you know, to various spaces and opportunities, whether that's either starting a company on their own, whether that's being an intern at a small startup-ly private, like, you know, company, as well as just going to work for a large conglomerate, but really have an innovative type role.
Yeah. So what about the entrepreneurship program? Tell us about that, how it works. I know that was one of the Holden Thorpe's big ventures,
sure.
Right, when he was chancellor and really continuing now.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. Holden's leadership led to the entrepreneurship minor. The E-minor program is based in UNC. It's primarily a lot of, you'll call it undergrads at UNC, economic majors, journalism school majors that are in that program. I believe there is over, I was just in a lecture, first year lecture called Econ 125, and they had over 450 students. That's the first course for the entrepreneurship
wow.
minor. So that is massive. At the business school, we do also have basically the, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, basically emphasis. So it's not a minor per se, but it's business school students that could basically emphasize an entrepreneurship. On just raw sort of data points, over 80% of our undergrads in the business school take entrepreneurship classes. That's over 550. And 95% of our MBA students take entrepreneurship classes. So raw numbers there, just shy of 600.
Awesome. Speaking with Chris Hergert again, 1789 Venture Labs, right downtown, next to Four Corners, or above Four Corners,
mm-hmm.
like I said.
Exactly.
I saw I was downtown, and I saw it's like a new awning there you got.
That's right. And there's one other space I should quickly mention well. So in basically Carmichael Residence Hall, which is right on Stadium Drive,
mm-hmm.
there's a brand new innovative community going in called Blue, as in like Carolina Blue. I'm sort of the director for that, and basically we'll open in about a month. The beauty of it is it basically combines three sort of attributes. One is the making community, so we'll We'll have about 24 3D printers, prototyping equipment. We'll also have a fully functioning kitchen for food innovations, as well as sort of a mixed hackery sort of open flex space for with whiteboards and movable chairs and furniture. So really we can combine all of these things for a living community. So students living in Carmichael will have 24/7 access to this. We also are excited about its proximity to the football stadium and alumni.
Right.
Could see it as they walk by. And it will be to be the fourth maker space on campus besides Murray Hall.
And the three that exist right now are really cool. Yeah.
They are a capacity, and that's the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing massive insight and an interest from the students wanting not to just basically come up with ideas, but to prototype them.
That innovation kitchen is going to be used by students just making food for themselves while they're working
at
2 o'clock in the morning, right?
You know, they're exactly. We did some surveys. It was chilled water and a dishwasher.
Yes.
We're top of those lists,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And there will be a microwave for late night pizza as well. Yeah.
So where do you see the business school and innovation and entrepreneurship mm-hmm. on campus going in the next year? What's exciting?
Yeah. You know, I see really it's becoming this sort of, it's just crossing disciplines, candidly. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to think about when you're starting a team or an adventure, it's like you may have all the business acumen, but you really need the chief technology officer or the chief marketing officer. And so it's not just about business, but it's about partnering with our computer science students on main campus, as well as our marketing and journalism students, and really sort of thinking about, you know, how can you basically bridge the divide? And we basically do that through basically an undergrad club called Carolina Think, which is basically a cross-campus club. Over 500 students are part of that. And so I sort of see that evolving, as well as I think just the barriers to starting companies are coming down. Funding is a lot mm-hmm. easier. Mentorship and finding alumni that have gone through the program have done things is a lot easier now through like LinkedIn type sources. And thirdly, I think just the university is obviously, as you can appreciate with some of the transitions that have happened with Bob Lowen coming in, as provost, I think that is also sort of, we're getting to the sense where UNC, I think, was started by innovators, as you know, if you look at our history. And I think now we're sort of coming that full circle, and I think the best days are ahead of us.
Speaking with Chris Hergert again, 1789 Venture Lab. So I was curious about the entrepreneurship program and just really impressed with the amazing ideas that come out. And I want to ask about some of them in just a second, but what does it take to be an entrepreneur? Do you have mm-hmm. to have? Do you have to be the sort of person who has these great ideas, and then you develop the skills through the program, or do you develop mm-hmm. the skills through the program, and that enables you to generate the ideas?
Right. Yeah. No, it's a great question. You know, there is definitely some students that we refer to the all-in students that come in with an idea, and they may have started when they were in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, and so this is just now the scaling opportunity. There are some students that come in with a myriad of ideas, but they really haven't had any traction. And for those, it's like they're at a tipping point. You know, they could sort of become and go into a Deloitte Consulting or a Hershey's, but they also could sort of go and say, hey, I should try this out and try to scale it over the summer and through internships. So it's a blend of really getting into the right curriculum, you know, pieces, whether that's in the entrepreneurship minor or the business school, to sort of lay out the foundation, the roadmap, the toolkit, if you will, to sort of push the idea to scale it, to grow it. And then number two, honestly, it's finding the right people. Like so many things, mm-hmm. there's very few solo entrepreneurs. It's all about a team. And so we try to do a lot of connecting of students from different backgrounds and disparate spaces so that their sort of opportunities can sort of flourish. And then the other point too, lastly, is we try to put big challenges in front of these students. I mean, the best part about Chapel Hill is, you know, it's kind of cool to be a geek, and you know, it's kind of cool to geek out on stuff. And we try to put big problems that not one person can solve. It requires a lot of sort of cross-disciplinary people to get together to try hack on them.
So breaking it down from the abstract, what are some of the specific ventures that have come out of 1789 mm-hmm. and some of these incubators on campus that people would know? I mean, we were talking about Jobalo,
sure.
which we mentioned right at the very top of the hour. That's yep. one. What are some others?
Yeah, so Sweeps came out of 1789,
oh, yeah.
and that's
yeah.
sort of like a basically like hiring college students to do some odd, you know.
Chamber Business of the Year in 2015
yeah,
or something like
exactly
that,
right.
wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, yep. we've had numerous other sort of food startups. One of them, Seal of the Seasons, is very popular.
Yes.
As you know, they're now mainstream.
Chamber Business of the Year in 2016,
exactly
wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. We've actually had a couple. There's been some other ones, smaller ones, so Spiffy Car Wash, which mm-hmm. sort of evolved in doing some other things. There's some of the other sort of ones that sort of have actually, we've seen a lot of sort of not-for-profit that have come out of the Campus Y as well, space on campus. But some of the, really, the, some of the bigger ideas like the Summit Votres, which is Lone Rider Brewery, the Top of the Hill Distillery and things like that, you know, come out of our MBA program.
Yep.
So it's sort of, I would say we're firing on all cylinders, and the best part about, you know, the space that I cover is it's gray. you know, and usually the first idea is not the best idea. And so we really encourage the comfort to fail and the safety to fail, to really sort of iterate and to change and to be comfortable with that type of mindset, because that's what it takes to be successful.
And that's what these venture labs are all about. So before we let you go, and I want to keep talking to you forever, but we got to let you go in a second, where can people find out more information about 1789?
Sure. Yeah, basically, if they head over to basically the UNC Keenan Flagler website, there is basically links to all of the facility spaces I mentioned, and in places like Launch Chapel Hill, which you mentioned, our Blue Innovation Space, Carolina Think, as well as 1789, links are on the website. And if you just Google 1789 Venture Lab Chapel Hill, it does, you know, you'll find it.
Awesome. Chris Herger, thank you so much.
Aaron, it's a pleasure being here. Thanks.
And that again, sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. A lot going on here in our community, on campus and off.